Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
At some point, something happened to the shower at the Napier House. This was 20 years ago.
Okay.
Something happened to the shower at the Napier House. And Napier's mom thought, fuck paying a plumber, I'm going to fix this myself. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Nope.
Breaks open the wall with a sledgehammer.
No, it was just a regular hammer.
She's going to get into that wall. She's going to see what the problem is. She's going to fix it. Realized it was too complicated to fix, covered it up with a trash bag, and they've been taking baths
no.
for 20 fucking years.
No,
baths. It wasn't. Everybody in her house takes a bath all the time?
Yes, but it wasn't a trash bag.
Oh, my.
It wasn't a trash bag.
Industrial plastic.
No, it's not. It was a towel.
It's a towel?
It's a towel.
The hole in your wall in your bathtub is covered up with a towel.
Yeah.
So you haven't showered in like 20 years.
Napier takes baths.
I take showers all the time when I'm at somebody else's house or I'm on the road somewhere.
Everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I did start us at 8 o'clock. I don't know why it's 2 minutes behind, but we're glad you're all here. I am joined, of course, by my lovely co-hosts, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Meh.
Just meh, huh?
Yeah.
It's been a rough week for you, according to, we don't really speak much, but I have seen your Facebook updates. It sounds like you're having some trouble.
Yeah, we usually keep in touch throughout the week, but I have not been in touch with anybody really this week. It's been a rough few days.
What's going on, buddy? I went with the theme with our previously on. I think you might want to consider hiring Napier for his home improvement expertise.
I have like a burp cloth from when my kids were little that I kind of wrapped around a pipe. So, I mean, I'm kind of there.
Right?
No, I woke up, I think it was it Thursday night into Friday morning. It was like 12:30. I think I just woke up to take a piss and grab a drink of water, you know? That's all I needed.
Right.
And for some reason, like, our bedroom's downstairs. I live in a bi-level, so our laundry room is, like, at the bottom of our stairs to go up. And for some reason unknown to me, I just decided to take one step into the laundry room. And as soon as I put my foot down on the floor, there's carpet in there. All that I felt and heard was squish.
Squish.
And my foot was immediately wet, and my heart went into my throat, and I panicked and flipped the light on, and the entire floor was full of water. And that laundry room shares a wall with my comic book room, which luckily I had just recently installed like big metal shelving in, so nothing was really on the floor, even though I have a little closet in there. But I panicked and ripped open the door to that room, and of course, you know, 3 feet in on both walls, squish. So suffice it to say, I freaked out. Long story short, it was my water softener. Apparently, the drain goes outside, and the drain froze, and it regenerated all over my basement floor.
What, do I have a water softener, Napier? Is that a thing that everybody has?
No, we don't have that here.
What is a water softener, Travis? Explain. I'm a dummy. Explain it.
You have city water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have city water. I have like a well. So like well water, although just fine and tasty and whatever, like can be either, you know, full of rusty, irony kind of stuff or just kind of be just a little off. So you just run it through like water softener salt. There's like a tank that you dump that into, and it regenerates every handful of days or week or month, depending on how you set it up. And it just essentially makes your water not like hard water. You know, they advertise that iron out shit. So it just makes so your hair's not all fucked up and your shit doesn't turn colors and whatever.
So, but then you had another thing.
Yeah, Friday, well, I was up for many hours trying to put down towels and set up dehumidifiers and fans to try to clean out the carpets and dry it out, because they say if you don't dry it out within 72 hours, you're fucked and you're going to gut all the carpet out and replace it, because that's when mold starts to grow underneath on the pads and things.
Right.
So I was up for hours, and I had to work on Friday, so I had very few hours of sleep. And was exhausted, but I have the luxury of leaving work, so rented a carpet cleaning machine just to suck up water out of carpet and replace fans and everything. So it wasn't a good couple of days. I actually just took the fans out today, so I think I'm finally dry. But Saturday night, you know, I kind of over it, have a couple of cocktails. We took out some T-bones to put on the grill. The wife was making some baby red potatoes. She was going to roast them in the oven. She threw together some nice concoction.
Oh, that sounds good.
Grill's going. Oh, yes. It's going to be very lovely. Some, you know, steam some broccoli. You know, just have a nice little time. We were going to watch the interview and just kind of hang out. So I'm sitting on the couch waiting for her to get the potatoes in so I can go and start manning the grill, get some of that meat on there. And all of a sudden I hear a from the kitchen and saw like a really quick flash. And I looked at the wife who was in the doorway, and she looked at me. And I said, "What was that?" She's like, "I have no idea." Walk in there, and something happened to the oven because the door locked up and an error message decided to start flashing on the display. And it was done. I had to unplug it, plugged it back in. The error message popped up and it just started beeping like a beep, 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 beep,
so
beep.
So you didn't get your potatoes.
I did not get my potatoes, no. I immediately did some research and was defeated and thought, I don't even want to make that steak. And it boiled down to either it was going to be a $25 part to fix the oven or a $140 part to fix the oven.
So it was the $140 part, right?
Wouldn't you know it, I dug into it yesterday and absolutely it was not the $25 part. It is the $140 part.
But more importantly, what did you end up having for dinner that night?
We had the steaks. We did make the steaks, and what the hell did we have? Steaks, and we did get the broccoli, and I think we had like some noodles or something we were able to make in the microwave.
He salvaged it.
I think he forgot his side helping of disappointment.
All right.
No, it was just an entire weekend feeling of defeat. I just felt completely defeated. You know, it's just like what? Why? What did I do? I just dried out my basement, you know. I salvaged everything. Nothing got completely ruined. I do have to gut some drywall and some insulation right around where the leak happened. You know, but I salvaged it. Took a couple days, a lot of stress, a lot of frustration, sleepless nights, minimal cost, and then my oven decides to explode right as I'm dealing with all that. So yeah, it's been rough. I've been a little stressed, probably pretty grumpy.
Poor guy.
So here I am.
Do you ever feel that life is like The Sims and there's an invisible hand always around you thinking, oh, wait, I haven't fucked with this guy in like a week. Hold on, dude. Squirrel right in front of you. And then you have to swerve to miss the squirrel. And then you take out like some dude's van. But it's not just a van. It's like a handicapped
God's
van.
After that comic book room.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I was thinking it felt like something was trying to balance out or something. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I've been dealt too good a hand up until recently, but really, I can't think of anything great. Like the day, I think I told you I won some money on that work pool, that football pick'em league. And the day that I won the $150 from that work pick'em league, I got an email from the kids' daycare saying the schedule wasn't turned in on time and we were going to get charged like the drop-in rate for that day. And they were scheduled to be there for however long. And for the two kids, it would have been like $20 an hour for a total of like $180.
So there goes that.
Plus 30 bucks.
Bye-bye.
I just can't get ahead.
Well, in a little bit, we're going to talk to the guys from The Red. I saw on Twitter that they have something going on. They're doing like a whole thing. So I want to hear about it. I'm hoping that they give us the skinny on it.
Are we going to sample some beef?
No, I don't know if there's beef in this instance. I know you think that the only time I have any interest in anything any podcasts are doing is when they're beefing, but that's not necessarily true. These guys are like going out on their own. They're doing like a doing like the thing where, you know, the thing that Unfit for FM did, where like they just say adios and we're gonna do our own thing.
So they're when defecting? They were supposed to say that
they're defecting, yes.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. So, but I mean, in the meantime, if anybody wants to call and chime in, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dix on Skype.
Remember when Unfit left?
Yeah.
And they said that there wasn't beef.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what happens. I mean, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck yesterday. I had a pretty good feeling that something's going on. I mean, you don't just decide, hey, you know, we should go do our own thing. There's usually like a 3-week buffer zone where everybody's like, oh no, everything's fine. We're cool with them. And then you find out the truth, find out what's really going on.
Big slabs of beef.
That's why I'm hoping, Napier, you do your hard hitting journalism. You do like your, you come at them with the hard questions and we find out what's really going on. Because there's something going on.
Yeah, it smells like beef in there.
Smells a little beefy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just pick up and leave. That's what I'm saying. There has to be something.
I saw a little blowback on Twitter this week. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know.
They're being supported, but maybe behind the scenes. Yeah, I'm interested in this. Napier?
More importantly, though.
Get it together.
Saw a Summer's Eve commercial earlier today. Apparently Summer's Eve advertises on television.
Oh, the pussy cleaner?
Yeah, it's the pussy cleaner. It makes your pussy smell better, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you got a stinky vag, you go buy this, and it makes your pussy smell better. It's these gals, they're like doing all kinds of like fancy stuff. Like they're, you know, they're working and they're all smiling and they're having a good time, right? And then at the end, it's like, you know, hey, you're going to have a good day because you did this Summer's Eve. So basically, it's like, if your pussy stinks, it like hinders your entire life. I don't know how these things work, but I see this Summer's Eve commercial with these gals and they're all like doing active things and stuff. Like they're, you know, they're going dancing and they're going to the movies and stuff. And then at the end,
you can't ride a horse if you got puss cheese.
But you don't know how these things work. Do you mean vaginas?
No, puss. We ain't talking about vaginas. We're talking about puss.
But I mean, is it like a common thing that gals are like, oh man, you know, I can't go out today because my vagina stinks. Is this the thing that they wrestle with all the time?
I don't know, it kind of seems like it's the same as the herpes commercials, where apparently you can't mountain bike through vineyards if you have herpes. So I guess I see the ones
with the period too, and I can understand how that would fuck up your whole day. You know, you'd be like, you know, hey, this is a bummer that, you know, I'm bleeding out of my vagina. I might just stay home today, you know, in case.
No, can't.
But I mean, like, if like you got a little stank going on, then I mean, like, just don't, like, you know, take your vagina out and wave it around at people, right?
Or set up a series of fans at your office to blow your puss smell. Get your cheese dry.
Anchor in the chat saying that they don't have any beef, but I mean, you know what happened, like. There was a couple of weeks that they were like, you know, oh, did you lock the door?
No.
Can drunk not get in because the door's locked?
Probably.
That's funny.
I'll get it.
Drunk can't get in because the door is locked.
Leave it locked. Let's just do the whole show with him pounding and ringing the doorbell.
Travis, have you ever done some bean flicking with your tongue on a lady that has too much of the cheese?
No, being professional,
when drunk just starts banging on the door and ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, like we're not...
Like you don't know what we're doing up here.
You can't quietly text or anything, being like, hey, I'm outside, guys.
Or call in or something.
I don't know, I've seen some of your neighbors. I'd want to get inside cover as quickly as I could. Yeah, it's like negative ball 30.
Hey! We had a little bit of that Arctic air roll through here this morning. I think when I looked at my phone before I started my truck before work, it was negative 17.
Jesus, that's not for me.
Well, now the drunk's here, I feel it's a good time to get into the first of my many business ideas that I have. I've had a busy week, drunk. I've been creating like crazy.
I get to poo-poo all kinds of stuff, huh?
Yeah. These are going to be good. You're going to like these.
All right.
Can we do a puss cleaning service where we just clean puss, like, all day?
puss cleaning.
Yeah, they just, the ladies come in, you know, like waxing.
You get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, because, I mean, they do the waxings. There's lots of people that do that, like, on the side, I think. They just have, like, their waxing stations, and they, I mean, maybe they travel, maybe they don't. I don't know. You know, have you...
How about a good puss bath? I mean, how many ladies would pay for a good puss bath?
Apparently, if, like, on mainstream television, you're having Summer's Eve commercials, and maybe there is, like, this whole thing where the gals are worried that their vaginas stink, and they'll go and have, like, a monthly appointment where they get cleaned out.
No, like, they got a business meeting they need to go to, like, you know, right. Like a good barbershop.
And you gotta worry.
Yeah, you gotta look nice.
Do I smell fresh down there?
Yeah, you gotta get your puss smell out.
That's not bad.
No.
You just come this up is a high-end, top of your
high-end service, though. You gotta set up somewhere really fancy and charge a lot of money.
Yeah, they like, come in, they get the puss scrubbed, bam, interview over, they come in, they thank you, give you nice tips. Like, man, my puss smelled great.
See, and it's a thing that, like, people won't know that, like, you had your pussy cleaned, they'll just know that you didn't not have your pussy cleaned, right?
Exactly, you're, like, hanging out with the bros, you don't have that puss smell.
See, you just gotta create this thing where everybody's is worried about it. Where everybody thinks, oh my god, if I'm the only one who doesn't do this, then I'm going to be the one walking around with the stanky pussy, right?
Exactly. It's like the first time you find a used tampon and it ain't blue.
Have you seen all the vans going around where the people go around and clean up your dog's poop for you?
Oh, yeah.
I see a lot of those. There's lots of people that go around and do that. Well, apparently, I read this news article. I sent it to Travis. There's a lady in Iowa that mailed cow shit to her neighbors. There's a website called poopsenders.com. that you can set up and they'll mail poop to whoever you want. But
like
they have
bear poop.
Though it's awesome because like they have a disclaimer that gets them off the hook. They say, you know, you're agreeing that the poop that we're sending to somebody can't be used for harassment or violation of a restraining order or any other illegal purpose. We're just sending this poop to somebody like for giggles. And so, I mean, like, we're off the hook. This is on you. If you send this poop, you know, that's your problem. And, I mean, it's a terrible thing that they're doing. They're taking poop, they're putting it in the mail, and then somebody's going to open poop.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it says who's it's from. It's not like they don't have, like, a client list.
Well, the gal thought it was anonymous. Like, she was doing it. There was malice involved. She was upset with her neighbors, and she sent them poop, and then she got in trouble. The poop people, though, they're off the hook. But what I thought was funny, what if they are also the people that go around and pick up the poop? So it's like a double whammy. They're double charging.
Yeah, I saw the kinds of things that they offered, like the different kinds of shit that they'll mail people. How are you going to check?
But like, I mean,
they said gorilla shit.
This is a terrible thing that they're doing. It's a terrible, like, what if I start a business where, like, I'll go hit somebody in the kneecaps with a pipe for you?
Yeah.
You pay me to go hit somebody in the kneecaps with a pipe. But, like, I'm doing it only as a joke. You fill out a disclaimer. You say, hey, Mike's going to go hit this guy with a pipe for me. But, like, he's agreeing that, like, it's only for yucks.
I feel like that's a bad position for you.
So, like, at the end, I say, ha! God, you know, Napier paid me to do it, and it's for, yeah, whackity schmackity do, and then, like, you run away. And, like, it's just for yucks. Am I off the hook then? Because I just did it for fun? And
what
signed a disclaimer?
What about a gag rape company? Where ladies want to be choked a little bit during fuck play. And they want strangers to come into their house, and they want to struggle a bit and scream, and they want to say all these things like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, but no, then you're talking about the gal hiring you.
I'm the gal hires
like,
you.
I'm talking about like me hiring you to rape drunk.
Exactly.
As a goof.
Yeah, it's a goof.
We have a very similar service in the town that I live in as the rape service, actually. It's you call these people, and you give them the person's address that you want to prank. And then they go and put like 50 pink lawn flamingos in their yard.
I mean, that's right on the same page.
Right on the,
right.
Yeah, like leaving a shitter on somebody's front lawn.
Do you pay for the 50 flamingos, or does this guy just have like a stockpile of flamingos?
He's got a stockpile of them, so you call him, and then they just stick them while they're out of town or while they're sleeping or whatever. They just stick all of these flamingos. And I think it's a going like how many flamingos you want, because I mean I've seen yards with, you know, 100 of them in there. So it's probably by the flamingo.
Do they come back later and try to buy the flamingos back?
No, they come and get them. They take them. I think it's like a 24-hour thing.
So, I mean, like, what if I just go out there with, like, a bat and just fuck up all the flamingos? Are they going to be mad? I mean, it's in my yard. Fuck you. You don't get your flamingos back. I'm going to hit them all with a bat.
Yeah, well,
I have a flamingo phobia, and I need to crush them all, or I'm going to flip the fuck out. Yep, that's no, I don't think that's your problem.
No, if I wake up in the morning and there's 50 flamingos in my yard and I'm really upset about it, I just do whatever the fuck I want. They're in my yard. Fuck you.
Or
you're not
going to
come get your flamingos
upset,
back. I'm keeping them all. I'm going to sell them on eBay for, you know, a dollar a piece. They're my flamingos now.
Even if you're not upset and you just, like, really feel like crushing a bunch of flamingos, I think that'd be excellent.
Drive all over all of them with your car.
Get a wood chipper and then make a competing business where you have people pay you to leave a bunch of fucking plastic pink confetti all over people's yards.
I don't know where you'd get the gorilla shit, though.
Probably gorillas. That's where I get my gorilla shit.
You got me there.
This is probably a side business for a guy that works at like a zoo or something, and he like he's the shithead that's got to clean up like the gorilla pen and all of the different animal pens, and he just like collects it, throws it in boxes or like big garbage cans, like takes it home, and then has this service on the side, making money off of his main job.
Oh god, he's got to be like 350 pounds, neck beard, just hating life. Everybody thinks he's jerking off to the gorilla shit.
There's one of those pet groups on the Facebooks where like people are getting rid of pets that they can't keep anymore.
Oh, like you did.
Apparently there was a dog that was missing named Skittles, and somebody posted a picture on the group that said, "Is this Skittles?" in a picture, and I replied, "No, it's a dog." And a bunch of people shunned me. This isn't funny. I thought it was funny. I got a lot of likes. Some people thought it, but they did it quietly.
The quiet likes. It would have been like if it would have been inappropriate to say something about how you tasted the rainbow and Skittles will not be coming home.
But I got business ideas, drunk.
All right, let's hear them.
I got business ideas up the wazoo. But I don't want to just blow them all. I want to spread them out a little bit.
Okay.
So, the first one I had, you're going to like this.
We'll see.
Once a week, like every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably on the higher end. You're probably going to have to get somebody who's pretty well off. Once a week, like every Friday,
okay,
you hire a company to come to your house and set up an elaborate wake-up thing, like a mousetrap sequence, like the beginning of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
The less
jerking
off
the alarm
movie
goes
theaters.
Off, and then, like, you know, a big ball goes around, and then, like, it starts your toast and all that. And once a week, you get a new one. So that way, it's not the same, and somebody comes and sets it up. So that every Friday, you get this really neat, elaborate wake-up thing.
And you get to keep that one for a week?
No, you just get it on Friday, and then they come and they break it all down. And so, I mean, we'll have, like, smart people come up with these.
So how long are these people going to be in your house?
I mean, the night before, for a while. We're going to have smart people come up with these, and then,
so
like...
So Thursday night and Friday night?
Yeah, you just leave your house unlocked.
Yeah.
No, like, Thursday night, they come in for, like, an hour. They have it all set up. The smart people will make the gadgets, like, ready to go. So, like, we'll hire some dummies to show up and, like, just set it all up. Just functional enough that they can set it all up.
Yeah,
and
minimally paid...
Right,
people
right.
That come into your house
you
when you're not there.
Of smart people once a week come up with like this really cool one, like, and then they just like say, "All right, guys,
in a bunch
go
of homeless
set
guys
this up
set
in people's
up
house."
So are you gonna drug test these people?
The people that we hire?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean it's not gonna be like minimum wage. I mean, we'll give them like, you know, $10.50 or something. You know, enough that you weed out some of the real shitheads, and you just get like, you know, people who like can pass like a, you know, some little tests.
What about a background check?
Yeah, background check, absolutely.
Yeah, if you stole this guy's gold jewelry, you might have to get a job that pays $2 less an
better
hour.
Better yet, okay, now you guys are kind of freaking me out. Better yet, we make them independent contractors. So, like,
even
we
worse.
Hold no real responsibility for
even
what they do.
Worse.
Yeah, then we don't have to pay them insurance either.
They always come back to the parent company, trust me.
That is worse to contract out the job. You're really fucked then.
Yeah, don't you think that, like, you know, some folks that have, like, some disposable income, like, it might be cool, like, every Friday if they woke up and, like, there was a whole thing with, like, you know, hamsters running in wheels and little paper airplanes that fly and set off the coffee machine. And then, like, your toast pops up and, like...
How much does this service cost?
I mean, it would have to be pretty expensive, I imagine.
So why don't you just have your butler do it?
Yeah, why don't we just, you know, invite all of these ex-drug addict, barely over minimum wage dudes to come into our house late at night on a Thursday with our doors unlocked. Hold on, we don't want to ruin the surprise by waking up and interrupting them. Let them do their job. These are professional 10-15-hour guys.
They live under the underpass, but it's fine, I swear.
No, when they drive up that giant Ryder truck to your house, that's to put shit in. That's not to take shit out.
I just feel like at the end of your week, like, you work hard.
Yeah,
and you're rewarded with, like, a cool Friday pick-me-up.
Yeah,
like get you through that last day of your week.
Yeah, like a giant insurance check to buy new furniture. Hold on, sweetie. I seem to smell methamphetamines cooking in my garage. No, it's just the guy setting up the Rube Goldberg machine out in the dining room. It's cool. That's just solder you're smelling.
Why is your flat screen TV in the back of his truck?
Look, dude, he had to have a place to put the mouse wheel. It's all coming back tomorrow. Really.
He needed to make the room.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you, guys.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
A romantic tale as old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie.
Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just... stop it!
These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay! Oh, my badge to smell like gun barrel.
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Beardy and the Beast.
I was more disappointed when I found out wrestling wasn't real than when I found out Santa wasn't real. And then when I found out Jesus wasn't real, shit, dude.
Here at Sonic Blasphemy, we are an equal opportunity offender.
Corn muffins!
Motherfuckers.
You're full of shit.
I'm just an asshole, I guess.
I almost shit my fucking diggers.
We're totally naked right now.
There's lots of back hair in this room.
What the fuck?
We want our Dutch rudder. And this is why I'm a terrible person.
For more audiosyncratic insanity, check us out on the interwebs at www.sb3pod.com. RadioFubar.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Welcome back, 309-740-1430 to get a hold of the show, or Radio FUBAR on Skype. WFODix.com is the website where you can download all of our back episodes,
also check out the past bits and Napier karaoke's and the whole deal, right?
Do we have story time on the website yet?
No. Do you think you just suggest something and days later I've produced it like some kind of goddamn magic monkey man?
Yes.
That's what you think? You think I just sit and wait for your suggestions and just implement them immediately?
I assume
magic monkey
when
man,
I leave...
Didn't he play for the Lakers?
I mean, the Napier Sexy Story Times really are pretty much the whole episode. So really, if you want to hear one of them, you just go back and listen to that episode, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't say which episode
it is. If you search Napier Sexy Story Time, I think all of them pop up.
No.
That seems like that would be a tag that I would put in.
I searched for them. Didn't one come up? Got to put it as standalones.
I don't think that's true at all.
Napier, Mike said you were going to start a blog on that website. Are you going to start a blog on that website?
I don't think what goes in my head should ever be put to paper.
Well, I set up everyone a blog because I asked everyone, hey, do you want a blog on the website? And everybody said, yeah, sure. So everybody has a blog.
I was going to, but my computer went down.
What happened, drunk?
I just went out the day after I got back from New Orleans.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did it come back yet?
No. At least I got my phone.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. The power light comes on and everything. My screen doesn't work.
Does it beep?
So I popped my HDMI cord into the computer to see if that was going to work.
Oh, yeah?
No good.
No dice, huh?
Yeah. And with it being the Christmas season and the New Year season, I've yet to have an opportunity to see what was wrong with it. But I get back from Austin, then.
When are you going to Austin?
The 13th.
Are you going on a trip for Strange?
I'm going to work.
Are you working for Strange? I guess we all are.
You know what we need? We needed like an administrator that can like make a Tinder account for Drunk and can just line Drunk up some gals. Drunk isn't going to do it himself. We got to get somebody that we're friends with to just do that shit for him.
Exactly. There are some really dumb people.
Drunk's going to Austin. We should set Drunk up with some gals out in Austin. You know, I think we can get this done.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
also
like a great feature for the
Austin
website where you post like a map of the United States and then little check marks about where Drunk is going to be going.
Yeah, and just, you know, to let them know. Let them know what's going on.
I think we just lost Travis.
It's a hunt for Drunk so you can smash the puss. Uh-oh.
Hilaire?
You did the wrong thing, Napier.
I don't know how to work
this. You're in charge of things.
You shouldn't. I've already told you I've been unreliable and shitty my whole life.
We are joined right now. Not by Travis. I can tell you that. Travis, he's gone.
Yeah, he's dead to us.
He's gone.
There you go.
We do have the fellas from the Red, Footer and P-Rock. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Well, you know, we have the same fucking issues with Skype that you do when we try to take a call.
What happened?
I lose the rest of the staff.
It was great.
What's up, boys?
So we lost Joe's again.
Guys, I just happened to see on Twitter today what you're like doing a whole thing. What's going on?
Well, Footer, do you wanna start them off with the news?
What are you talking about? I haven't been.
Well, let's just get right to it, guys. What's going on?
Well, Footer doesn't really know. Footer never really talked much today.
Footer doesn't even know.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. What am I doing here? Why am I on fucking wheelbarrow full of dicks?
I just told Footer, hey, let's jump on wheelbarrow full of dicks here at 8:30. We'll talk for a while.
Footer, I guess you're gonna hear it from us first. The future of your show, guys.
Yes, I mean. I'm just a headpiece. You know what I mean? They use me for posters and shit.
They just, you know? You're not in on the whole behind the scenes thing. You just kind of show up. You're like the Napier show.
I just show up. They fucking give me the mic. I fucking do some fancy shit. And then, boom.
You don't do fancy shit.
Like P-Rock calls you up and he says, hey man, you want a blog? And you're like, yeah, sure. You're not going to fucking blog.
Hey, yeah, I blog. You want a blog? What's a blog? I don't care. I've blogged before. It was the first blog I've ever done. Come on. I'm good.
Well, and before we get too far into this, let's be clear that this is not our show. This is the Scrambler and Tech show we're talking about, right, guys?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that hurt. That really fucking
hurt.
Oh,
Jason.
It did hurt.
Scrambler was in the chat at the time, P-Rock. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know?
You did say wonderful things about me in episode like 137 or something like that. So I think no matter what, you're
Tex is constantly being nice to me. What am I going to do? Am I going to not be nice back? Tex isn't nice to anyone, and he's nice to me. And I don't understand it, but I just want to reciprocate and just keep him calm.
Well, I mean, look at Footer Knight. He keeps odd company, so there's that.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. But it's the perfect dynamic for the show. So we don't look. We love Texie and Scrams on the show. Over the years they've truly become equal partners of the show, and just it's good stuff over here. That's kind of what I think we're doing tonight is.
It's a tribute. A tribute.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're just, basically, as we always do, toot our own horns a little bit.
Beep, beep. Right, right.
And, we just keep it consistent. Might not be entertaining, might not be funny, but consistent, folks.
Well, but putting all that nonsense aside, obviously we've had an alliance for some time. We've all been pals, the Red and Wheelbow Full of Dicks. We've all been kind of pals. So you guys reached out to us
You got to be supportive.
You got to be supportive.
Of your fellow internet radio friends, right?
Yes. Yes.
Superstars band together.
And so I see these fellas, they're starting a new venture, and I say, guys, you should totally come on our show and advertise to our three listeners what's going on with your show. Because that's a thing that people do, right?
First of all, you're a large, amazing, worldwide show. So don't sell yourself short. Otherwise, you nailed it. We're getting fancy. We made some moves. P-Rock, go into it a little more detail because again, I don't know too much about it.
Well, this is kind of my analogy here. Really, all it boils down to is we're moving out. We're getting our own apartment.
Oh my God! Do I get the big room?
You do. You do get the big room. But it doesn't have AC in it. So
doing coke. Wow, this is gonna be good.
So, the Red Show, formerly on More Like Radio, no longer on More Like Radio.
That's correct.
Is this gonna be one of those things? Now, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck yesterday. I know what happens when these you know what happens, Napier. They play like a week or two. Sorry. They do the there's no hard feelings, we're still cool with them, and then like a couple of weeks go by and they just can't help themselves and they start, letting you know what's really going on.
Yeah. Whenever my parents did this, I became the man of the house and Daddy had a new mommy.
Right, right. So I mean Unfit for FM did this like a year ago. I mean,
for FM does this, it's annual for them.
Right, right. They left Radio FUBAR. They said, oh, we're still cool with Radio FUBAR. Those are our buds. And then a couple weeks go by and you learn. Maybe there was some issues.
I'll break it down 100% and tell you exactly what it is. We have zero issue with MLR. They didn't get rid of us. We didn't even this is a problem, blah, 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 we're out of here because of X, Y, Z. No, not at all. We've thought about it, and we have our website. We have the abilities to stream and, get the product out there. And at the same time, we just, I shouldn't say we, let me rephrase it, P-Rock, okay, ruined a relationship with MLR and one of their advertisers.
That's fair. That's fair and accurate so far. Okay.
Was it Adam and Eve?
It was.
I did see a breakdown earlier this week.
Oh, I missed that entirely.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that was fantastic.
Did you find out what the secret gift that's too sensual? It was, didn't you?
Yeah, hers was too sensual. But remember, his is it was so naughty. Wait, what the fuck is the
We can't
for?
Even
so,
talk about it so, on the radio.
That's right. Yeah,
something is adventurous.
He fucking talked about
him.
It on the radio, didn't he?
That's what it was, an adventurous toy for him. Oh. And they send you a fucking trampoline.
Try jacking on this, bozo.
In a Cheryl Teague's Playboy edition from 76. Very naughty.
But for real, so, and think about that. So we made them lose an advertiser. Then think about all the fucking hijinks and shenanigans fucking Texi does. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've done nothing but fucking, you know, we did a lot of things that indirectly affected MLR for a negative. Now, with that being said, you know, we were the flagship show. You know what I mean? We brought a lot to the station as well. I hope they think that. You know, so I think that we'll have a strong relationship, you know?
Let me ask you a real question.
Diving off a sinking ship is what I heard.
I saw what happened this week. I guess I didn't watch it completely transpire, but I saw, like, the initial blow, I guess, from this douchebag that had no reason to even be tweeting at anybody. And it looked like you were being supported pretty heavy by MLR. Did that... After that, is that when this all kind of came to fruition?
It was, yes. There was a series of tweets. We're gonna take a little bit deeper dive into it Wednesday night on The Red Online at 9 o'clock East. That's our new home. But yeah, it really was. It was basically someone that was butthurt over being called a faggot. He was being a faggot, so I called him a faggot. I thought that made sense.
Makes sense.
I didn't think it was too far out of line.
He was being a faggot. You're right.
Yeah. If he was in a pool swimming, you would have called him a swimmer.
Absolutely. Not mine.
Get Sir, I don't go a week without my boyfriend calling me a faggot.
Well, it's so funny, too, because like I deep dived into this guy's profile, too, and that's all his Twitter was him going after people that made him feel uncomfortable on the internet.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right.
But so what does this have to do with Adam and Eve?
Well, the long and the short is he starts to, you know, he obviously looks at my bio, and of course, I've got morelikeradio.com. So he goes to morelikeradio.com, does some fishing. Oh, look, there's sponsors. Let me tweet at the sponsors and so on and so forth.
I think there was, and I don't know for sure, but I think there was like a, well, what is Adam and Eve going to think about?
Yep, that's what it was.
And then, I believe the response of P-Rock was something of, go fuck yourself. Go do what you want to do. Yeah. Are really very protective.
Adam and Eve sells butt plugs.
That's what I'm saying. You can get a fake pussy to fuck in your car if you want.
You can go down a list of different people's pussy molds you can purchase. I mean, like, oh, do you want this chick's butthole? Or do you want this chick's butthole?
I don't...
Look, they have different designs on the inside that'll feel good when you're fucking this piece of rubber.
Hey, they're doing God's work, sir.
They're the moral compass of the internet.
You know what? I would have missed the free gifts of having them as an ad. You did name 6 out of 10.
What might have worked, though, is if you would have actually tweeted a link to one of their products and been like, hey, I think you're being a butthurt faggot. Maybe you should shove this in there, and tweeted a link to something that Adam and Eve sells to shove up your ass.
Now, right, see, being a good company guy.
Damn it.
Yeah, and P-Rock, you even know, if you fuck with white and black race issues, that's always going to be a fucking problem. Always going to be a problem. And if you do the gay thing, it's always going to be a problem. Now, if it was, you know, obviously, if you know if it was vice versa, and it was a black guy shitting on white guys, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it amounts to is you know, butthurt plus butthurt equals pulled sponsorship. And MLR did not tell us, look, you guys got to go. They did not. Not ask us.
Did they get Adam and Eve back?
I'm sorry?
Did they get Adam and Eve back now that you...
No, they didn't. They didn't get them back, but that's kind of like our... That was kind of our, like, you know what? Let's just do it on our own, at least for a while, and you know, maybe they can get them back. You know, supposedly, like, we've heard from the bosses that they tried to make nice, and they wouldn't. So that's when really the final straw for us was like, you know what?
So now it's theredonline.com? Is that...
Yep, theredonline.com. So, it's a very, very, very nice site.
The thing is, the independent thing, in theory, sounds great. We've never had anybody at our station say anything to us about anything we do with our show. The issue,
if not, they've encouraged it.
That's right. The issue that I run into, and that, you know, this is what I said to Unfit for FM when they did what they did. What happens when something goes wrong here, when the stream doesn't work, when something fucks up, when somebody's complaining that there's too much lag in the chat, I send Frank a quick message and I say, hey, man, this is fucked up. And then he spends the weekend fixing it. And I don't have to worry about it till next Monday. I mean, like, what happens when something fucks up? And then it's your guys' problem.
Yeah, why the fuck are you trying to rain on our parade, you scumbag?
Well, Jesus Christ. I worry about you guys. I'm just
you don't worry. You're bringing the little fucking the negative side.
Sure, I wish that you guys had came to me first and asked what I thought so that I could, you know.
we gotta fucking kiss the ring. Jesus Christ.
Well, that is indeed the beauty of having a station with people that know what they're doing. Look, we're gonna be clunky. We're gonna have our hiccups. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, it's our deal, you know, for better or worse, whatever.
And we have Scrambler to blame. You know what I mean? That's really the fun part of this. Nothing will change, you know?
Yeah, don't shit on their new apartment just because they invited you over for a house.
It's not as nice as their parents' house, but it's theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Fucking P-Rock's sitting there taking pills, trying to smoke. I got to keep fucking opening the windows. Fucking piece of shit.
And there's always one dude with a cat that you really wish would not have a cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess this is the time that I say that. I mean, you know, of the internet stations that I am aware of, you guys have pretty much ruined your relationships with all of them. So, I mean, if things don't work out, guys, I mean, I can put in a good word for you.
We appreciate that. And that's why we didn't want to make our next move to Vubar. We have to have someone in our back pocket for down the road.
Yeah, I talked about going to Clutch and Wiggles.
That's gone. That's gone, guys. I don't know if you missed the memo, but Clutch and Wiggles is no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is gone. We actually picked up one of their shows, I think. PTR Radio's on before the Furnacast on Monday. Is it? Yeah, Clutch and Wiggles gone, guys. We're all that's left.
Didn't realize that. And we have a very good relationship with Mr. P, and I suspect we would be welcome if it came to that, at least as of today. But you know how these things go.
Right.
We're good. I mean, we appreciate it and all. I Frank's cool. But we're gonna be good. This is a fucking fresh new start for us. This is nice.
I think it'll be fun to see what happens with you guys, because you can tell that you have your fan base. Like, your fan base is your fan base. Not necessarily the fan base of the network, you know, as great as MLR probably was for you. I bet you guys take everybody with you, you know, so I'm excited to see.
I don't know if everybody, but, you know, we've, like you said, we've got our fans, no doubt.
And that's the beauty of it, is that I guarantee, and I'll make the guarantee right here on Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Oh.
I'm going to make the guarantee right now. You ready? Okay. We will not fucking fall short in any way on the new theredonline.com. We won't. Every week, you're going to look at our chat, and you're going to see, boom, fucking 30, 40 people. Our chat page is 70, 80 fucking pages of chat at the end of a fucking show. That's what's going to happen. If not, it's going to bring more people.
What do you think?
That's it. I'm telling you. It's going to be good.
You give them three months.
And then you guys are going to secure Adam and Eve as a sponsor, so it's going to be cool.
Yeah, request pending, by the way.
Well, we know we've already started telling people if you do sign,
they don't know what the fuck they're agreeing to.
No idea.
They probably approve 30 of those a day. They'll run you right through the Red Show. Yeah, that sounds great.
It's true.
Well, guys, I wish you luck. I don't think Travis or Napier did, but
what the fuck are you talking about? I was just very sincere in saying that they're taking all their people with them. Fuck you.
Why are you shitting on me in front of our new friends?
Well, Travis, Dr. Napes, I know you have our back, and we really appreciate it. And definitely thanks for letting us come on and kind of spill the news. You guys got the exclusive, so actually, I'm happy for you.
It's not really exclusive if there's only six people listening.
Broadcasting gold.
We got a gift bag, but it's from poopsenders.com.
Poopsenders.com. It's a good good site. But maybe you guys could get them. I wonder if they have an affiliate program. Poopsenders.com. Check it out.
Yeah, why do they care what people say?
Right. I don't think you'll get booted from poopsenders.com.
It's kind of the end of the road right there.
Guys, did we even mention this is our 5-year anniversary today? Whoa! 5 years of doing a show. So,
wow.
I mean, if you guys want to, you know, go ahead and say, you know, congratulations, that'd be okay.
I can hear you now. Slapping your own back from over here.
We gotta go.
Yeah, seriously. They're saying we gotta get us to go.
Yeah, so. we gotta be at the Today Show.
Oh, you guys got something else to do? You got another show?
Today's show is tomorrow, and tonight's show is a little earlier right now, so right. We gotta go.
We got
All right, Wednesday night, theredonline.com. I mean, I'm sure something will fuck up, but be there to see it.
that's why you tune into podcasts, right?
Very good.
Boys, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Later, guys. You're the best.
Take care.
Have a good evening.
Dynamite drop in there, drunk.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now. I could listen to Footer read the goddamn Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
That man's voice.
He enchants
like,
you.
He enchants everything.
Do you guys want to hear my next plan?
Was it going to be about our 5-year anniversary when we were talking to our friends about their own venture? And then that made me sad.
Then I threw out, you know, our thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, you know.
And this is why I had problems coming back.
This is
to
just
me.
A loose chat, though. You know what I mean? Like, we're just talking.
We're just you're right.
Having a chat.
Your friend tells you about how he's losing weight, and then all of a sudden you got to bring out the guns. Be like, yeah, I just added 50 pounds to my pecs. My doctor said I was 80 pounds overweight, but it was all penis. Start rambling your hog at him.
I mean, you do all that pumping their tires. You know, maybe a little tire pump back. Maybe a little, you know, hey, how you doing there?
At the very least, check our oil. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. I'm not crazy here, guys.
And when you got your friends on and they're doing their adventure, you don't want to oil check yourself in front of them.
I love that they were on. I saw that earlier in the week, and I was super excited
I
to see what
happened. I missed
that
whole thing. Usually I'm pretty good.
It was
at
great because MLR was very supportive. They're like, we don't censor our guys. They can say what they want, and you don't have to listen.
Right.
That's exactly what they said. And tonight when you said that they were coming on, I wondered if it had something to do with that. And you should go back into the Twitter archives and look.
I certainly will. But I know what's going to happen, Travis.
What's that?
Couple weeks, we're going to hear the real story.
Well, possibly. I think
we
probably
should also
right.
say congratulations to Lisa for being our only fan for 5 years.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Lisa's going to run Drunk's Tinder account, I think. I'm going to put her in charge. Yeah.
You think
she's going to find you some good gals.
Okay. Hey, if anybody can get you some strange, it's another lady.
Yeah, her and Drunk are both going to blog, too.
About?
Anchor is right. Anchor in chat said Footer does have a good voice, and god damn it, it is fucking... I agree.
All
right,
so idea number two, I want to poo-poo.
So you all want to fuck Footer?
I do.
I got it. Footer. I mean, I have some good things going for me, too, okay?
Yeah, like what?
I'm handsome. I'm a handsome fella.
Yeah, but you're not Footer handsome. So how you dealing with that? Shame corner for you, dude.
Okay, so you know... In the morning, when you're in the shower and you brush your teeth?
No.
You know what I mean? Like
have a shower.
Oh, that's right. You know in the morning when you brush your teeth?
Yes.
And then like beverages are fucked for like the next couple of hours because you brush your teeth and then everything doesn't taste good.
That's why you brush your teeth with whiskey.
Like, you know, you brush your teeth and then like you go to drink orange juice and orange juice tastes bad and you go to drink coffee and coffee tastes bad. This isn't a crazy concept. You know what I'm talking about.
My coffee's delicious after I brush my teeth.
you got to transition to the orange flavored toothpaste, bro.
That shit's fucking terrible.
Toothpaste makes everything taste terrible. After you brush your teeth, nothing tastes good.
That's why you rinse with vodka.
But you can't...
I rinse with vodka, everything tastes good again.
I can already tell this idea is going nowhere.
No, continue it anyway. I got like things I want to say like over
usually,
here.
Usually I'm really solid with your ideas, but you've already lost me because I drink coffee like immediately after I brush my teeth.
No, coffee tastes bad after you brush your teeth. You brush your teeth, and then you go and you drink something, and it doesn't taste good. It tastes weird because you just brush your teeth.
No, just add sugar to it. It's fine.
Yes, I agree with your scenario, Mike. Please continue with your idea pitch.
Now the egg wave. Make eggs in your microwave.
I thought... I thought like a thing that like
You could rinse out your mouth after you brush your teeth.
So. It's called water.
No, water doesn't work.
What do you use?
Why doesn't water work?
What do you use?
It works for me every time.
It does work.
Can we call it Mike? Can we call it Mike's mouth buddy?
So what is it that you rinse your mouth out with that isn't water?
Fuck you guys.
I'm curious at this point.
No,
it might be.
No, you guys
genius.
Are right. That invention's no good. That's out the window.
I want to hear it though.
Now he's so embarrassed he can't even say it.
No,
I really want to hear it.
No, out the window. That's not a good one. Sorry, guys.
I've been supportive of every single one.
I'm sorry, guys. It was a bad idea.
Hey, Mike, have you ever wanted to work out your
Travis
jerk-off
feels
muscles?
Bad. I don't feel bad at all. That idea was stupid.
We don't even know what the idea was.
See, bro, this is what happens when you shit on something too quick.
You're right. That is what happens when you shit on something.
Yeah, guys, you got to get my hopes up more and then crush them.
See, the fall is
you gotta wait till I get really excited about it and then shit on it.
It's not funny if he's not halfway up the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys push me off,
egg it on. Yes, Mike. Continue.
My third idea is like, you know, when you're using the stick deodorant and like it breaks off, and then you got all that deodorant left, and then you just gotta throw it away.
Uh huh.
Like some kind of thing that like you could like. Put it back on and use the rest of it, like a deodorant repurposer of some sort, like some kind of clamp or something, so you could use the rest of your deodorant. Because I throw away more deodorant when I break off the like half the deodorant, and then like I gotta go buy a new deodorant. But there's like all that good deodorant still that I'm wasting.
I don't know. I feel like you put your deodorant stick too high.
Well, what I do is I just mat it into my armpit hair until it sticks. And I can't get it out, and then I just walk around smelling real nice all day.
You could also go gel or aerosol.
The aerosol gives you cancer, doesn't it?
Yeah, but only in your armpits.
Dan sent me a thing that said that those what you call it, the vaping things, they give you way more cancer than regular cigarettes.
Fair enough.
No, I saw that report too, and I call bullshit. That was like some website saying. Oh no, but
the
really,
no, I'm not kidding about that aerosol thing. They said that it had like aluminum in it or something. It gave you way super armpit cancer.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't be buying dollar store Right Guard.
You do know what deodorant is, right?
Yeah,
deodorant is like powdered aluminum.
But like you know, you break off like half a thing of deodorant. Like I just want something. Like you can, like maybe it has like three prongs or something, and you can put it on there.
How long do you plan on using this deodorant for?
I just want to use the deodorant that
I
bought.
Two more uses? Three more uses?
No, all the uses. I want to use it till it's gone. That's what it's designed for. That's what it's supposed to be designed for. But I think they do it on purpose.
Where is the point to where your new invention is no longer? Deodorizing you but scratching you, but there's still some left.
Well, that's what we'll have to figure out. We'll have to figure out some way that it won't hurt you, but
like a little
hold
lipstick
on to the deodorant.
Like a little lipstick thing?
Maybe if it's like on a side thing and like it holds on to it.
It has the design of a razor, maybe?
What if it's like
I don't want a razor drunk. I want something that will hold on to the deodorant.
I'm just reaching a straw. I was trying to help you out.
I'm completely behind this idea. Although I moved on from the stick deodorant years ago, and I use gel now, mostly because I didn't like to see my armpit hair plastered over the entire top of the stick of deodorant, because that's fucking gross.
No, I'm not talking. I hate the white deodorant, like the chalky shit.
Oh, yeah.
The blue gel one, but it's not like gel. It's like a solid, but it's... Like
oh, so yeah, what are we talking about?
But then I break them off, and I'm throwing away. It seems like I'm throwing away like a third of my deodorant every time because it breaks off. And then
I
pick it up in my hand and like I rub it on my armpit with my hand, and then my hands have deodorant on it, and I like that. I want there to be some kind of invention.
Just
I don't seem to have that same problem.
Why don't you just put
There's people making money mailing shit to people. I'm actually like, coming up with things that can help the world.
I like the concept only because, like, they make the, like, Pampered Chef and shit, like, makes, like, a corn on the cob butterer. Like, you can stick, like, a half a stick of butter in this butterer, and, like, you can, you know, it's shaped like a corn on the cob, and then you butter your corn on the cob with the thing. But you can shove, like, random pieces of butter in there, and it will all form to, like, the dispenser. So I think your concept is good. If you enjoy using stick deodorant, you should make a thing where you can just shove all of the pieces of deodorant stick in this tube that's shaped like your armpit, and then it dispenses it, like, kind of condenses them together, like if you put two bars of soap together, and it dispenses your deodorant. I don't think this is a bad idea.
I wonder if, like, you can heat the deodorant and, like, reform it.
No, you just need to, like, get it wet.
Put it in the freezer or something.
No, just
wet and
warm. Get it wet. And it,
yep.
Yeah, you just kind of smush it.
And then can you solidify it again? Like, put it in the freezer for a while or something?
If you wet it and ball it up, like put it in the palm of your hands and ball it up, it will turn into a ball if you, like, let it sit. Like, so you can absolutely shape it. It's like clay. So mostly I don't know why you'd want to be putting that under your arm, but yeah, you can reshape it.
I feel this is a thing that we can make happen, guys. We're going to make $1 billion.
Let's buy a bunch of Pampered Chef corn butterers, and let's repurpose them to be the deodorant applicators.
Yeah, if there's anything that reminds me of armpits, it's corn.
I have one news story, and then I have one thing to kind of gripe about.
Okay.
And we probably only have time for one of the two. So I want you guys to pick which one you'd rather hear.
I want to hear you gripe, personally.
I want to hear the gripe, too.
Is it about how people make money off of that little egg that you put into the microwave to make hard-boiled eggs?
So we win, so let's hear the gripe.
Well, the news story, there was a gal that woke up from a dream and, like, woke her boyfriend up and told her boyfriend about her dream. And apparently she had this real vivid dream that the guy's grandma was, like, butt-fucking him with a strap-on. And he got really mad, and he went out and beat the fuck out of her 1997 Nissan Altima. Like, he was like, fuck you for having that dream and telling me about it. Now I got the image in my head. I'm going to go fuck up your 1997 Nissan Altima. So he squirted lotion all over the inside. It wasn't like a rage-filled, like, beating up the car. I mean, like, he did, like, he didn't slash the tires, but he let all the air out of them. And, like, he squirted lotion all over the inside. And he broke off her mirror. And he did all kinds of mean shit to this lady's car because she had a dream about him getting butt-fucked by his grandma.
He probably should have just called up his grandma and asked her, you know.
No, she's dead.
He should have used the Ouija board, called up his grandma, and said, were you trying to butt-fuck me with a dildo?
No, the grandma's dead, guys.
Yeah, you know, Ouija board.
Oh, Ouija board.
I really hope there's not a heaven, because I'd hate to be looking down at my grave, have my grandson come up to me like, hey, Grandpa, my girlfriend had this dream that you butt-fucked me with a strap-on, and I just wanted to tell you about it. I'm going to go fuck up her car now. Bye.
To be fair, didn't he tell the police that she was somewhat of a clairvoyant?
Maybe that's the heaven he's going to.
Or maybe
it's a heaven full of him getting butt-fucked by his grandma.
Well, maybe in the future, at some time, his grandma will turn out to be not dead and then have this weird fetish for pegging dudes. And one of them happens to be her grandson. So, yeah, you know.
And the thing that I wanted to gripe about is, you know, our podcast community thing. I'm irritated with,
like, Anchor?
Our peers.
Like Anchor? What did Anchor
do? Not so much Anchor.
But not Anchor.
I'm not going to name the show, and you know how well that usually works out.
Yeah, because you normally say it anyway.
I'm not going to name the show, but I'm talking to this show on Twitter the other day. And and I'm going back and forth with them. And like I just
are they on the Radio FUBAR network?
No, they're not. Well, I was trying to see if maybe they'd be interested in being on the network. You know, I was throwing it out there. I said, hey, I've listened to a couple episodes of your show. I like it. You know, I thought I'd see if maybe you wanted to do the show live on the station. I was trying to be like a team guy. I was trying to bring somebody in, you know, to the little family. I was trying to do, you know, the good thing.
You know, cold calling, folks.
I'm talking to a peer. I'm not like coming to you as like a fan. I'm coming to you as a peer and saying this is something that we do and enjoy. Maybe you'd enjoy it. And I'm talking back and forth with this fella about, oh, well, you know, what is this like? We're having this big, long conversation. And like way into the conversation about them coming onto the station and doing their show on our station, he says, you know, hey, man, you think maybe you could like help us out and give us an iTunes review?
That's a little weird, right?
It came out of nowhere. And like it just bummed me out. And I'm probably, Travis, am I silly for like being just like totally bummed out about, I guess you don't really know the context of it, but it's just like I'm having a conversation with another podcaster about doing the show live and, you know, interacting with people and like taking a new element of your show and what we've done and what we like. And then he's like, hey man, you know, why don't you give us an iTunes review? That would really help us out.
No, that's paramount to the people who you follow because you might like what they tweeted, and then they instantly have that automated direct message to you that says, hey, why don't you check out our thing and also give us a review and blah, 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 and then they never interact with you again, which immediately gets from me, like on Twitter, like an unfollow, and typically I'll bash the shit out of that show
to
everybody that I know.
And I know that we're in the minority. I know that every podcast does way more pitching of their stuff and, you know, follow us on Instagram and give us an iTunes review and
donate
to our Patreon and all that. I know
that's
that we're
not
I know that we're in the minority, but it's gross to me. And do iTunes reviews do they really matter?
Yeah, I guess if you get enough of them.
Well, because I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the average listener that is looking for a new podcast
is probably on one,
is gonna go to the podcast section of iTunes and they might scroll down a little bit, and once they start seeing shows that don't have, like, you know, the guy who was on season 5 of The Real World and, you know, the guy who was in Super Troopers as like the 7th build person, once they stop seeing those, they're gonna stop scrolling. And like the people like us that are way, way down the list that maybe have some iTunes reviews, they're going to be so far down the list that the only people that are going to be looking for those are us looking for us.
Well, the sad thing is about that is that usually people who listen to mainstream podcasts never take the time to review those podcasts. Like they might interact on Twitter and they might, you know, tell their friends, but usually they don't do the reviews on Twitter. Something like our size, usually you can get people to do that. Like if you say, hey, would you please give us an iTunes review? Usually you can get people to do that. The problem is when you do that unsolicited, like I've done it for our show before where I said, hey, everybody, let's get some iTunes reviews, mostly as a joke. But when you're trying to interact with somebody and unsolicited, they come out and just say, hey, I know we're talking about something completely unrelated, why don't you go and review us on iTunes? It's completely distasteful and kind of really gross.
But I mean, guys like us, if we have a new listener, we probably have one chance to win that listener over.
I mean, I agree.
They're going to listen to one episode and they're going to decide from that one episode if they want to continue listening. Even if the constant reminder, hey, give us an iTunes review. Even if that works for some people. I mean, there's so many people that probably just hear the constant fucking reminder to give us a review on iTunes that it just sounds gross.
Yeah, you have to remember, though, Mike, that I came onto this show and became a listener based on some random stuff that I heard on Twitter or saw you interacting with somebody that I interacted with. And I was like, well, I'm gonna take a listen to this. And I think it was even before that. Well, no, it might have been right after I had a podcast that I listened to your show. And the first episode, I was like, I'm not sure. So I listened to another episode, or I got into the live chat and listened live. And then I was sold. And I immediately, I think within a handful of episodes, gave you a Stitcher review and an iTunes review. And, you know, now the rest is history.
But you found the show through word of mouth. Somebody mentioned
it. It was
us,
organic.
Somebody,
yeah.
You didn't.
It was organic.
Nobody finds us on iTunes just by browsing.
Well, the only thing that I can say about the iTunes review is, the more iTunes reviews you have, the more it bumps you to the top of the list.
Well, also,
so, like, even
but
if
we're
you're
still
scrolling,
going to be, even if we have a lot of iTunes reviews that we've bothered people and spent countless hours sending out tweet after tweet, thanks for the follow, rate and review on iTunes, PLZ, like over and over again. Like, even if we get 50 iTunes reviews, we still have, like, so many less iTunes reviews than, like, the least mainstream podcast that's ever
I would agree existed. With that. And I'm playing devil's advocate here, but, you know, I would agree with that. I think mostly iTunes reviews, they really matter if you're a brand new podcast. Because if you get enough reviews and enough listens within the first couple of episodes, then you become that new and noteworthy. If you have 5 years of podcasting underneath you, congratulations, by the way, I think they probably become less important to bump you to the top of the list. But at the same time, I think that it probably, if you are getting a bunch of 5-star reviews, it's still kind of important.
I think we have like 25.
And that's gross. That's fucking gross.
That's from not asking hardly ever.
Well, you know,
that's
on YouTube,
that's kind of sick. A lot of people listen to this, and, well, you know, a medium amount of people listen to this.
What's a medium?
I hate the idea of asking for it.
You mean begging?
I hate the idea. Just, like, the thought of having a conversation with, I mean, like, we talked to Footer and P-Rock from The Red tonight. I mean, can you imagine talking to Footer about podcasting or internet radio or whatever it is we do, and just like at the end of the conversation say, oh, by the way, Footer, how about you get on iTunes and give us a review? How gross. I mean, like, I would hang myself, Travis.
I think you would hang yourself, because the immediate reaction from Footer would probably be, why don't you hang yourself, you dumb thing?
You would never be told to get fucked in a better voice. Like, that would echo throughout your life.
I'd ask him to sing a song about fucking us in our ass.
I want us to have all the listeners in the world. I do. I want us to have more listeners than anyone. But I just don't ever seeing us being that pitchy follow. I mean, like, you know, I might mention the website once in a show. I've realized that I don't do that, and I'm trying hard to do that.
Also,
you
there's
should.
No
you
link
spent
to
a lot
it
of time
Podbean.
To make that website awesome, and it looks good, and
but,
it's functional. And
I mean, if you ever hear Napier coming back from break talking about, hey, you know, by the way, you know, we're on iTunes and you should give us a 5-star review and blah blah blah, I think that might be the end.
Yeah, I can't really solicit iTunes reviews while calling everybody faggots at the fucking sign off.
maybe that should go away, Napier. Maybe
maybe you should go away, faggot.
5 years later.
5 years of faggot.
We've done it for 5 years. We've opened every show with idle hands, and we've ended every show with you calling our listeners faggots. Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe, like, you should have, like, advice at the end of every show. Like, Like that could be a thing that you do. Like, at the end of the show, we'll be like, hey, guys, it's time for Napier's advice. Drunk, are you ready? It's time to end the show with Napier's advice segment.
Hell yeah.
You should just wrap it up like Jerry Springer did every episode, where he's all like, you know, I think we learned today that just be good to each other and don't fuck your stepdaughter, you know? That works for him.
And now it's time for Napier's advice. Ding-a-ling, ding-ding-da-ding. Meth kills, folks, and see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com, where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week, and tell a friend.